This is Ozarks at Large. Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville has become such a part of the Northwest Arkansas community, thanks to outdoor trails, special events, and, of course, the art collection, that it seems difficult to believe it's only been open for a year and a day. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda takes a look back at the museum's last 12 months and has this report.
Good morning, everyone. I'm afraid I represent the end of the Magnificent Voices, so I'm a little lonely up here. We thank you all for being here on this very special day. Crystal Bridges looks forward to celebrating many of our uniquely American holidays and traditions in the future. When determining the date for the museum's public opening, we believed it was fitting to be a part of this Veterans Day and offer our support and recognition to the men and women who have served our country.
On November 11th, 2011, a celebration on the downtown Bentonville Square not only celebrated Veterans Day, it also marked the official grand opening of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art to the public. Don Bacigalupi, the museum's executive director, was one of several speakers and musical performers who entertained the crowd prior to the museum opening its doors to its first ticketed guests. Since that time, hundreds of thousands of visitors from all over the world have come to Crystal Bridges. Catherine Roberts, Director of Member and Guest Services, says while they had an idea of who would be coming to the museum, she thinks they underestimated a few things.
We did think through carefully the number of people who might visit, and we made estimates based on what has happened to other museums around the country when they open. But I do think we underestimated the level of enthusiasm and support that the local and regional community would have for Crystal Bridges. And for instance, when we launched our membership program, we felt that if we had 3,000 members after a six-month period, that we would be doing great. But in actuality, we had 3,000 members join in 6 days. And that happened in July of 2011 when we launched the membership program. So that was a leading indicator, if you will, that everything we did at Crystal Bridges was probably going to be received and exciting more people and causing more people to visit and participate than we had expected. So we thought in the first year we might have a couple hundred thousand people visit, 250,000 people visit. In this year alone, we've had about 500,000 people in the year 2012 alone. So everything that we've done, while we've projected and analyzed, has been bigger and grander because people are so excited to come to Crystal Bridges.
From November 9th, 2011 to November 6th of this year, Roberts reports 595,223 visitors have walked through the doors at the museum, and they have come from around the country.
The top six states for membership, of course, include the touch states, but also include New York and California. That was a surprise. I think part of that is because there are many people in New York and California who might be serious art collectors who really are paying attention to the art scene, and so they're keyed into Crystal Bridges for that reason. With regard to our attendance in general, the people who come through the front door, about half of them, slightly over half, come from Arkansas. Then we have about 20% coming from the touch states, but actually almost 14% of our visitors come from other states beyond the touch states. So that could be Florida, New York, Oklahoma, California, Nevada, anywhere. And then actually almost 1% are international visitors. So the reach that we have has been a very exciting development to see. We thought we would have some national, international reach, but this is really a bit more than we thought.
The members Roberts is talking about are people who pay an annual fee and receive benefits like discounted admission to select exhibitions, invitations to member-only exhibition preview events, and a discount in the museum store.
Having a membership program enables us to offer special access, benefits, and privileges to people that bring them closer to the fold, that give them the inside story of the museum, and that in turn enriches their experience. You know, museums can sometimes be intimidating places, and a membership program is designed to eliminate that perception because it gives people many, many ways to access the museum, whether you're a young professional or an art collector, a way to embrace the art that we have, the activities and events, and to also show your support for the institution proudly by saying, yes, I'm a member. I'm supporting this greatest thing in Northwest Arkansas, and I'm proud to be a member.
Robert says they are able to keep track of several of these statistics by interacting with guests as soon as they walk through the door. When a visitor walks in, they are immediately directed to the front desk where they are asked if they are a member, how many people are in their party, and what their zip code is. Roberts explains the museum has software that allows them to periodically run massive reports on the data they've collected. Robert says Saturdays and Sundays tend to be the museum's busiest days in terms of attendance, followed by Wednesdays and Fridays, days when Crystal Bridges is open until 9 o'clock. She says Mondays tend to be the slowest days, and on a daily basis, there tends to be a surge of guests between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., and things usually die down around mid-afternoon. When the museum is open later on Wednesdays and Fridays, there is another surge of visitors around 6. Roberts has been with Crystal Bridges since January of 2011 and says she thinks things have gone great so far.
This is a situation where all of us were working hard in a fun way to make this creation the best that it could be using all the information and knowledge and experience that we had. And so everybody did their best to make things great. And maybe, sure, there might be things that we would have changed now that we have the experience of opening things. Maybe I would have trained my staff earlier or changed a configuration of this, that, or the other. But we opened a terrific museum. People are showing us how much they love to come to the museum and be a part of it. So from my perspective, I think it's really been a win-win. And what we look forward to in the future is to listen more and to what our members and guests want, to understand what they're looking for in a museum, and then to be able to deliver that. Because as you know, when you open a museum, you're kind of predicting and guessing at who you think will come, what their expectations are, and the type of programming that they desire. But now that we really have real people coming through the door, we can get their feedback, we can review attendance at all types of events and tweak what we're offering from there. So I think in general, the public can just look forward to more exciting programs and a wider range of activities.
More information is available at crystalbridges.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.